Hey, the 2024 Super Rugby season is not far off. Kickoff on Feb 23 with every match streaming ad-free and live on the home of rugby, Stan Sport. You can sign up at stan.com.au/rugby. Now, big morning over in New Zealand, Healds, the official launch of the season. Tate McDermott is doing the representative duties for the Reds, the co-captain. Tate, good morning. It's early. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, fellas. Thanks for having me.
What's the plans for today, mate? Obviously, an extravaganza to get this new season underway.
Yeah, mate. Just a bit of commercial stuff, really. So the launch, we've got a captain's photo in a couple of minutes, and a couple of Q&As just to promote the season, which is just around the corner. So it's an exciting time.
That captain's photo, Tate. Are you in your red strip?
Not yet. I'll have to quickly jump into that in a second, but I've brought it with me.
Yeah, do you still like putting it on, donning it on pre-season like this for photos as such? I'd imagine it's a great feeling.
Every time you get to throw on the maroon jersey, it's an amazing feel, regardless if it's a photo shoot or not. It's pretty special to see that, I love it.
Hey, lots to talk about the team, but obviously the big change at Ballymore is the new coach, mate. You've got to be careful here. We're both Bundy boys, me and Les Kiss, so I only want high praise of him.
You wouldn't believe it. I'm a Bundy boy as well. So, not raised, but I was born there. But, I've really enjoyed working under Les so far. Him and his London Irish staff that he's brought across, they've been phenomenal and pretty much picked up from where Thorny left off. So the foundations that Thorny built are still there. He didn't come in and change everything. And his vision for the way this team, in the direction this team wants to go is impressive. And, I really like working with him.
Can you give us a hint on what sort of style and how will it differ from the Thorny era?
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot more ball movement. The way he wants to play is pretty aggressive, hopefully it'll be entertaining to watch. But we just got to make sure that when we play this aggressive wide-to-wide kind of style, it opens us up to a bit of threat to the breakdown. So if we get that area of our game right, we'll be a good team this year. And, we showed glimpses of that in Roma on the weekend.
Yes, righto, because all we're hearing and reading about is massive squads, three lots of half an hour and chopping and changing. And no, we can't get a handle on just how well you're going. How is it feeling at the moment?
Yeah, it's good. The first trial was 3:30s. The one on the weekend was 2:40. So a lot more similar to what we're going to face in, a week and a half's time in our season opening against the Waratahs. So we've got a good taste of them. They'll be disappointed with that performance. But for us, it was just a trial. And we know that the real deal's just around the corner. We've got to make sure we front for that. So, I'm really happy with the space we're in at the moment. We've got a couple of new boys that are fitting in really well in the squad and are performing well as well. And that's what we need from some Queensland rugby players, which is good.
Yeah, you might give us a name or two, but because I bet it feels like to you there's whippersnappers everywhere.
Yeah, I think guys, familiar guys like Jock Campbell, Hunter Poisami, who from their standards had a disappointing year last year with injury and missed out in World Cup selection. They've come back and absolutely flourished under Les. And, new guys, we've got an ex-All Black, Alex Hodgman, who's been performing really well at two solid trials and will be a decent player for us at Loosehead. We've got a lot of young guys that have taken really positive steps in the right direction during this preseason as well.
Hey, I reckon there'll be a bit of hunger in that forward pack, won't there, mate? Because there's a couple of the prominent ones that Eddie sort of overlooked, didn't he? And I reckon there'll be a little fire burning in the belly of a few of those boys.
Yeah, 100%. And we're actually in a space now where we've got decent depth in the forward pack as well, which is positive. So guys like Harry Wilson will be ready to rumble. Even Liam Wright, my co-captain, he'll be all cylinders firing come Saturday in a week's time.
Tate, you know the ball movement idea that you might be going to increase and it will emerge. We've been sloppy with ball movement, haven't we, in Australian rugby? We either drop one at the wrong time in the wrong part of the field or give up a penalty. So is it a case of just having to go for it and get better at it rather than be worried that it might happen again?
Yeah, I think confidence is one part of it, but we've had to upskill. We've had to get fitter, and we've had to really work hard on that side of the game. And a lot of that is based around your breakdown speed of ball, which we've had a huge focus on. So, yeah, mate, I'm excited to see what we put out there.
I'm just reading a couple of quotes this morning from Jock Campbell. He's loving these little tweaks to the offside kick laws. It's going to free up the fullbacks to attack from back there, which is great news, isn't it? A bit more of that running rugby.
Yeah, it is. It's a great step forward for us at Rugby Pacific, and the teams that we really looking forward to run the ball back rather than what we're seeing in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, guys, I've got to run to this photo.
Yeah, right. No problems, mate. We really appreciate your time today.
Get the hair right. Is your hair good?
Yeah.
Socks
thanks,
up.
Thanks, fellas.
See you, mate. Oh, they've after that photo, they've got the Waratahs first up, and looking at their first four, Waratahs, Hurricanes, Chiefs, then the Rebels, they probably can't look any further than one game at a time, because that comp is very tough.
Had a little bit to do with Les. Interviewed him in Bundaberg recently. I haven't seen him for years because he's been overseas for years. I remember he was a hell of a league player. We love watching him play league. But, he went in a different direction. He's tried so many things in his life and so well respected. And just the messages I'm getting, talking to the Jimmy Tuckers of the world, et cetera, I think they're loving him down at Ballymore. Well, so fingers crossed.
Where did you find that chip kick information? That's very good, Paddy.
The new laws.
Yeah.
Came in yesterday.
Do you just sit at home and read laws? You're unbelievable. So, yeah, we might get you onto the surfing laws one day.
No surfing today. It's off wheels. Sunset is on hold until tomorrow. There you go. You've got the latest on that.
And what about Les bringing his London Irish staff over? Have we heard of them before?
I've heard of a couple, but he's...
You don't read coaching books, do you?
No.
Law books.
Mm. He's the head coach. He can do what he's like.
Yeah.
We haven't lost a game yet.
And I wonder if there's any messaging filtering down from that failed World Cup campaign. Australian rugby teams, get your act together.
Okay. All right, Heels, we'll take a break and we'll be back with more Breakfast with Pat and Heels right here on SENQ.